If I preach to us today, in your own opinion, be honest, who would you want? Now, outside these walls, ain't nobody else going to hear us. So, tell me, who would you like for me to preach on today? Jane? John? Who would you like me to preach on? So, the Lord had anything to say through a message, I want to be directed to me. I don't know what Chain needs, but I don't know what John needs. But man, I need a double portion. Speak to me, O Lord. Tell me what I need. I'm satisfied you, each one of you, would do the same thing. Speak to me, Lord. Help me to be what you have me to be. Alright. Well, we might jump around just a little bit. Got two or three different places to go. But we're going to start out thought about two or three different times calling John, telling him to preach for him this morning. I got a feeling, oh, it's me. And thought about calling two or three different people. But the Lord said, what's wrong with you? And I can remember I have preached three or four times a day. So, what's getting wrong with me? I guess I'm just getting old and setting my ways. Oh, me. Oh, Lord. So in the second chapter of Hebrews, verse 1, we're going to read a little bit and we're going all the way back to Matthew. The Bible said this, therefore we ought to give the most earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoke by angels was steadfast, and ever transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard Him. We are to hear what the Word saying to me, lest at any time I just let it slip, and it's gone and it's forgot about. I need to take heed unto the Word that I hear with my ears and going to my heart, because it said, or if the word spoke by angel were steadfast, and ever transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? You know, spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard Him. Now, let's go back. You keep this in mind. Let's go back just a little ways. And the third chapter of Matthew. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, I prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Now, John come preaching in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. He was preaching unto repentance. Except ye repent, as the Bible said, I that we all likewise perish. We must hear what the Word of God said. So then, John the Baptist come, I preaching in the wilderness, prepare, yea, the way of the Lord, make His way, His path straight. I'm here to tell you, I'm not John the Baptist, I'm here to tell you, I to be repent and be ready, for the second coming of the Lord. My brother is at hand. I'm telling you today, So then, let's go a little further. I may be more reading today than usual. I've been in Romans, the 10th chapter of the book of Romans, the 16th verse. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah, I said, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, early, their sounds went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. Isaiah have said again, our brother, Jesus come, and He set up the work. He made a plan of salvation. Have we not heard their words? The Lord spoke, brother, and then He instructed the disciples to listen, to carry the gospel. It was like a flame. They carried it, and their words went to the ends of the world. I hear what the Lord has said unto us in His time, and they preach, repent, listen, get down to the bottom, bring your sins under subjection, listen, bring the body and bring your being. Have you obeyed the gospel which have said, or did you not hear? Did you hear? Did you obey the gospel? Listen, is everything fixed? Are you ready to make the call? Or did you neglect what the Word of God said? Less than anything. So often we preach the Word of God. We preach it, and they say, well, that was not meant for me. That was meant for John. Brother, listen, the Word of God is rich unto everyone that will hear.
Amen.
My. This Word of God is not just for Shane and John. It's for me too. My brother Jesus, He bled on Calvary for me, just like He did for you.
Amen.
Why? Because you was just as important to Him as John Doe down the street. Everybody that would hear the Word of God and obey, listen, it goes just a little bit further. We can hear it. What do we do about it? There's too many. Well, you know, the Lord knows me. Boy, He sure does. He knows just how that we are obedient unto Him. Listen, every transgression and every disobedience, I will receive a just recompense of reward. They said, when I come, my reward is with me to give to every man according to his work.
Amen.
From the beginning of it, when
that Jesus come and to bring salvation. He set up a plan. He instructed the man to preach the Word of God. I preach it in the power, in the demonstration of the Word of God and the Holy Ghost. We just let it slip. When we get home, we can't even remember what the band said. How sad. I said, "So Lord, who has believed our report? Do you really believe what I'm telling you? That the Son of Man is a fixing to split the eastern sky come and claim his own. He is his own. Are you his own? Am I his own? Have we got things fixed up? Packed up? Have we heard the Word of God?" James said, "I be not a hearer only, but to be a doer." I'm glad I can say what I say. And I can still hear. I listen, the saints, whenever the Spirit comes down, and they can shout and let it out. I let the Lord know that we love Him. We not only hear the voice of praising Him, we can see the tears of joy. Because that we have not only just heard, but we're doing. We're obeying. What? The gospel. Not me. Not just your pastor, but what saith the Word of God. And listen, when we come to the cross and to the end of the way, how shall we escape the devil and his devices if we neglect the precious Word of God? Are we neglecting it day after day after day? Sure we are. Sure we are. The best that we can do, being on fire for God, we will still, the flesh wants us to neglect the Word of God. Then, who do you only preach to? Lord, preach to me. Lay it on me. Because I want to be ready whenever the call comes from the portals of glory. I don't want to be out in the hell holes with the devil. I don't want to be separated from the church. I want to be doing the will of Him that sent me. He spoke sweet peace to me one day. Is the sweet peace still there? Or is there a dread, uncomfortable feeling? Why? Because we have not obeyed. If the Word of God said that we need to assemble ourselves together and to pray, what did it mean? It meant that we need to assemble ourselves together. Be prepared the Sabbath day and kept it holy. Listen, you ain't going to defile the Sabbath day. You may go out into the hell holes of the world this evening and commit all kinds of ungodly things, but the Sabbath day will still be holy. And it will still be undefiled. Why? And this Word will still be holy. And it still have a meaning. It still be as powerful as it was when He spoke sweet peace to your soul. Listen. Isaiah showed up twice. In John the Baptist, a voice of one crying in the wilderness. What did he say? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The same gospel, the same words is still ringing in our ears today. Down through the pages of the Word. I repent of your stinking sins. I come boldly before the throne of grace. I'd not be ashamed to ask God to forgive us of our sins. Unless that we just let it slip and listen and deny the Word of God and not hear and not be a doer. I believe that just as much important to be a doer of the word is they are to hear the word of God. If you hear it, what you do with it? Well, I'm just going to let it slip away. Well, you know, I can't help it. Yeah, we can't help it. We're without excuse. Old vain man. Ain't that what it said? We are without us excuse. If you leave this world, if death comes calling, and find us unprepared because we have let it slip. Hey, well, preacher, you know I don't read very much. That's your fault. I don't understand very much. That's your fault. Mike just said, if any need to have a little wisdom, ask. Pray. Seek God. Is your soul worth putting the effort to? I'm here to tell you that it's critical. It's critical. Preacher,
I'm going off and seeing them having one of the best times there was.
Well, I'll forsake the church. I'll do whatever. It ain't none of your business. Boy, you got that right. It ain't none of my business. My, you work and look into the Word of God. And you begin to hear the Word. And you begin to listen. And you begin to obey the Word. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Isaiah said, yes, verily. Their sounds went into all the earth. And their words went unto the ends of the world. And I tell you what, whenever the Holy Ghost come down into the upper room one glorious morning, and entered in as a rushing wind into the little room. And whenever them men, I called Peter, James, and John, and them disciples, they started on a journey. They was carrying an everlasting sword. A flame that could not be put out. The devil cannot blow hard enough to put this flame out. Brother, they carried it as far as they could go. There was a day that they had to lay it down, and somebody else picked it up and carried it on further. But have they not heard? Did they not understand? Brother, listen. Not all of them obeyed the Word of God. Are we obeying the Word of God this morning as we ought to? Oh, Lord, help me. Oh, Lord, help me. I want to get my head in the Word, and I want to read, and I want to hear, and I want to be a doer. Lord, take this old body that's selfish. Take this mortal man and help me to be obedient. Take my pride and cast it forth from me as it is from east to west. Put it away from me. I don't need no pride. I just want to be as humble as a little lamb before the Word of God. What about you? You believe I preach you the truth this morning?
Amen.
How shall we escape if we neglect what I just preached to you? Jesus made it possible. Sent John the Baptist, one of preaching in the wilderness. Boys, I'm telling you what, if there's ever a wilderness, it's a day. A wilderness of sin. He's calling for you.
Amen.
I don't know what's on your heart, but God knows. I don't know what you're guilty of, but God knows. The word has went out, not just to Shane, maybe he got a little part of it. Maybe John got another little part of it. Melissa got a little part of it. Did you get any of it? Now what are you going to do with it? What are we going to do with it? Are we going to let it slide by? Then if you let it slide by, all the work that God done for you this morning was in vain. To you. Not Shane, not to John, not to Melissa, not to this and that, but to the ones that neglected it. How shall we escape if we neglect to hear the word? Too many people hear it by the ear, but the heart didn't hear it.
Yeah.
We shut it off. I had a woman tell me one time, "Preacher, I can cut you off anytime I want to." And I think she did the most of that. I think the most of people did. But you know what? I just kept on plowing the plow. Praise the Lamb of God. And I want to be a plow until He comes back. Melissa, come to the piano. Let's stand.